He stared at her and blinked, then blushed.
"No way," he said.
"Way," I told him. He stared at me, then at Deb, his jaw hanging open.
"Awesome," he breathed. "No shit. I mean, no, really? I mean..."
He blushed even harder. "Can we look at the pictures?" Deb said. He stood still for a second, then plunged into the chair at the desk and touched the mouse. Immediately, the screen came to life, and he began typing and mouse-clicking furiously.
"What time should I start?"
"What time did everybody leave?" Deborah asked him. He shrugged.
"We were empty last night. Everybody gone by, what, 8 o'clock?
"Start at midnight," I said, and he nodded.
"'Kay," he said.
He worked quietly for a moment, then...
"Come on," he grumbled. "It's only like a 600 megahertz," he said. "They won't update. They keep saying it's fine, but so freaking slow. And it won't..."
"Okay," he said, breaking off suddenly. A dark image appeared on the monitor, the empty parking lot below us.
"Midnight," he said, and stared at the screen.
After 15 seconds, the picture changed to the same picture.
"Do we have to watch 5 hours of this?" Deborah asked.
"Scroll through," I said. "Look for headlights or something moving."
"Right," he said.
He did some rapid point and click, and the pictures began to flip past at 1 per second. They didn't change much at first. The same dark parking lot. One bright light out at the edge of the picture. After about 50 frames had clicked past, an image jumped into view.
"A truck," Deborah said.
Our pet nerd shook his head.
"Security," he said.
And in the next frame, the security car was visible. He kept scrolling, and the pictures rolled by, eternal and unchanging. Every 30 or 40 frames, we would see the security truck pass, and then nothing. After several minutes of this, the pattern stopped, and there was a long stretch of nothing.
"Busted," my greasy new friend said.
Deborah gave him a hard look. "The camera is broken?" He looked up at her, blushed again, and looked away.
"The security dudes," he explained. "They totally suck. Every night at, like, 3, they park over at the other side and go to sleep."
He nodded at the unchanging pictures scrolling past.
"See? Hello, Mr. Security Dude. Hard at work?"
He made a wet sound deep in his nose that I had to assume was meant to be laughter.
"Not very."
He repeated the snorting sound and started the pictures scrolling again. And then suddenly,
"Wait,"
I called out. On screen, a van popped into view at the door below us. There was another pop as the image changed, and a man stood beside the truck.
"Can you make it go closer?" Deborah asked.
"Zoom in," I said, before he could do more than frown a little. He moved the cursor, highlighted the dark figure on the screen, and clicked the mouse. The picture jumped to a closer look.
"You're not going to get much more resolution," he said. "The pixels..."
"Shut up," said Deborah. She was staring at the screen hard enough to melt it, and as I stared too, I could see why. It was dark, and the man was still too far away to be certain. But from the few details I could make out, there was something oddly familiar about him. The way he stood frozen in the image on the computer, his weight balanced on both feet, and the overall impression of the profile. Somehow, as vague as it was, it added up to something. And as a very loud wave of sibilant chuckling erupted from deep in the back seat of my brain, it fell on me with the impact of a concert grand piano that, actually, he looked an awful lot like...
"Dexter?"
Deborah said, in a sort of hushed and strangled croak. "Yes, indeed. Just like Dexter."